As Stephen Anderson points out in his mental note cards that I've mentioned before, as humans, we're much better at recognition over recall. It's easier for us to recognise things that we've previously experienced than it is to recall things from memory. So, for example, if you want somebody to answer a questionnaire, you're better off giving them multiple choice than you are expecting them to kind of remember stuff or come up with ideas out of their own head. It's easier to respond to something that's in front of you rather than it is to create ideas on the fly. And this is reason why web designers often get frustrated with their clients, because they produce a design and the client knows what they don't like when they see it, but they struggle to think what it is that they actually want. But this also applies on our own websites in terms of engaging with users. For example, there is a tool called iLike that Stephen has mentioned before, where you go along and you use iLike. One of the things that they want to do is they want to get an idea of the type of music you like, because it's a music website. Now, the traditional way of doing this is having a box that says, what music do you like? And you just fill in the, whatever bands that you like. But that requires quite a lot of mental effort. So the alternative way, and the way that they do it with iLike, is they start suggesting bands to you. Do you like this band? Do you like that band? And you go through and you make selections as you go along. And it's a much more, much easier on you, because you have to think considerably less. And so think about your own site. Are there situations where you could use recognition over recall? Opportunities where you could provide options that the user selects between rather than them expecting them to come up with the options themselves? It's a powerful tool and it's definitely worth considering if you can.